Okay, so Rebel Wilson has a new show out. I want to
get your... Don't get me started. I'm so angry about the show.
Really?
Don't even get
PETA
me
started.
I love Rebel Wilson, but I'm so angry about this show.
Are
Go
you
ahead.
Really?
David Seeley is the one we should be interviewing for this, because he is, you know, he and Tito run Little Shelter
right
in Huntington, Long Island, and they are an amazing team, and they take dogs and cats from all over the world and give and find them homes, and they have that cattery and all kind of stuff. And David is always posting about like animal rights type stuff. You know, when you spend that much time with animals, you start to think to yourself, you know what? Kind of a time to become a vegetarian.
Mm.
So I think David just said, love Rebel, hard pass.
Really?
So the show, he's
got an issue with it too.
Any, if you love dogs, you should have an issue with this show. Yeah. So the concept of the show, in case people don't know, is it's like any one of those. It's like Sheer Genius on Bravo, except it's for dogs, where instead of just doing a haircut on a person and some crazy color and whatever, they're doing it on dogs. And it's just, it feels so exploitive. It just, I'm not saying like, you know, a dog can't consent. I'm not saying that. I mean, they can't, but it's not that. It's just like, they make the dogs look ridiculous. It's not like they're giving a dog a regular grooming.
Mm.
They're dyeing its hair pink.
To look like
making,
a skunk.
They make it look like a skunk or a panda or something like that. And it's just, I don't know. It just,
yeah, I don't
dogs
know
are
who
not,
at a TV show
they're making
this.
Fun of dogs. I feel like they're making fun of dogs. And I think that's really disrespectful, because dogs love us so unconditionally and they've done so much for us. You know, there's dogs that are cancer sniffing dogs and therapy dogs. And, you know, there's so many dogs, dog jobs out there, cadaver dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then here they are basically making fun of dogs, you know, who don't deserve that.
I think dogs, all dogs hate being groomed no matter how you groom them.
Right.
You know, I think all dogs just go, oh, I'm being groomed. So these dogs kind of enjoy it. They look like they're enjoying being groomed, and people are paying attention to them. I don't know. I mean, I have a couple of different thoughts about this. I mean, I don't know who at the network said, yeah, let's take this show. This sounds like a good show. Because once I was watching it, I was going, is this exactly what they're doing? I thought it's weird, but
no,
it's on a real
network.
It's more
than weird.
It's
like,
on ABC.
It's stupid.
If it was on Animal Planet, I understand, but it's on primetime ABC.
Even dumber.
Yeah. So saying abuse, Lion King Kitty says abuse. I don't know if it's abuse.
No, you know what? I'm with her. Lion King Kitty, it is abuse. And the reason why it's abuse is because think about like, I mean, okay, it's not physical abuse, but it's there. It's emotional abuse. The dog doesn't want to look in the mirror and see itself looking like a lion.
The dog might like it. I mean, you don't know. As long as you're paying attention to the dog and you're touching the dog, you're loving on the dog, which they are.
I'm sorry. A poodle should not be dyed hot pink. They just shouldn't.
And that was kind of stupid.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know how they do it either. I mean, is it food coloring? Is it spray paint?
No, it's not spray paint. That would be real abuse.
Do you feel the same way about child beauty pageants?
I do feel the same way about child beauty pageants. Exactly. You know, Rob, that's a really good analogy, because with child beauty pageants, the same thing. That you're taking a child and you're basically exploiting them. You're throwing makeup on them and hair and all that stuff before, just without their consent, really. I mean, no 3-year-old could be like, yes, please sexualize me. I don't know. The beauty pageant thing is
like
weird.
Some kids, if you're past a certain age and they can speak for themselves, they should be able to say yes.
I don't think
no.
So. Just because a child can express a choice doesn't mean they fully grasp the consequences of that choice. And I just think, you know, there's always those creepy guys there that are looking at the girls the wrong way. They're not like, oh, aren't they adorable? They're like, ooh, look at that. You know, it's creepy. No. I don't know. That's more creepy, because those are little children. You know, dogs at least don't realize how ridiculous they look.
But some of them look cute. I mean, you looked at one looked like a skunk. I mean, how can you not love that? And he looked like a skunk. Exactly like a skunk.
Yeah. but it's not a skunk. It's a dog. Do you know what I mean? And why? I don't know. It's disturbing. I don't. And the fact that Rebel Wilson, she's so desperate for work that she said yes to this. She thought this was such a good idea. This is the big show that she lost all that weight for.
Mm-hmm. But the good thing about her is she's not annoying. She's one game show host that isn't all about her, and she's not annoying and loud and screeching. She's doing a really good job at it. So right. That's the positive thing.